Hey guys, welcome to a brand new Geekscape, and we're back in the Zena Studios here on Zena.tv, which is our third home in the same studio after
same studio,
T-Radio
third
B
home,
and Z Hollywood. But you know what? This is it.
We're like foster Zena.tv. Children, but we stay in the same building, and the parents leave.
We change the keys.
Yeah,
but it's all good. This is where we're at, and we love being here. And this is Geekscape. If you're new to Geekscape, we're going to be talking movies, video games, comic books, basically all that stuff that they had at Comic-Con that you were like, whoa, that's a lot. And these guys are really into it. We're into it. We're geeks, and this is Geekscape. I'm Jonathan London. I've been doing the show for almost 10 years, 11 years. And then this is Mr. Kenny Craig.
Well, we're actually kind of like that kid in like the Twilight Zone, the movie, you know, where he just has people stay at his house. Do you remember Twilight Zone, the movie?
I remember the episodes it was based on, and I remember some of the Twilight Zone stuff.
Like one kid makes all the people stay at his house and basically is holding everyone hostage until he ends up murdering them, and then he keeps just filtering in new adults that he wants to be his family.
I'm not getting the metaphor, but I'm excited by the possibility of exploring it with you.
Okay.
Absolutely. That seems like as good an end goal as we've ever promised here on Geekscape. Thanks, Kenny, but it's good. As always, we have a guest here on Geekscape, and today is no different. We have Sarah Hagen. Did I pronounce that right, Sarah?
Yep.
I nailed it. Good.
Yeah, you did great.
Some of you geeks may remember her from Freaks and Geeks, which was a show that I think we all kind of felt some kinship with. And I was like, oh, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, like Paul Feig, did I pronounce that correctly?
Yep.
He was one of the creators of the show, and his Ghostbusters movie is out right now, and he seems to be doing okay.
Have you seen it?
I've seen Ghostbusters.
I have not yet.
I've seen Ghostbusters.
Sorry to say that, but I want to see it really badly.
And not only that, one of the Ghostbuster actors, I was coming back from New York.
Uh-huh.
We went and did our big Pokemon Go meetup at Turnstile in New York City on Friday, which was awesome, and I'll tell you guys about it. But I was walking to baggage claim, and my friend Adam Ray, who I cast years ago in something that Matthew Rudenberg, who shot your new film.
Yeah, Sunshine.
He shot a series called When Ninjas Attack for me, and Adam Ray was in it, and now Adam is about to, I think he just premiered as a new cast member for Mad TV.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and I'm walking down the hallway at LAX, and he's like, hey, London, you're walking to, can you pick it up a little? And I turn around, and there's Adam, who just played, like, if you guys have seen Ghostbusters, he's like the rocker that gets thrown into the speakers during the big scene in the concert venue. Like, he's the lead singer of the band. And then I think he did, he may have just been fucking with me, but he posted on Twitter that he was the voice of Slimer, too.
Really? Holy shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was in the last Paul Feig movie where it was like Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
He played like one of the gangsters in that.
Heat?
Like one of the mob bosses.
Heat.
Yeah, the Heat. Like,
yeah.
He was in that. And I was like, oh, Adam's doing all right.
I guess
he's just kind of in the Paul Feig camp right now. And, you know, whatever. Like, we're here with one of the OGs, like Sarah Hagen, and that she's dropping a new rhyme on your heads right now. She's kicking in the studio with us, and she's got this movie Sunchoke, which is described as a children's mystery. I'm kidding. We made that up.
Definitely made
the
it
movie
up.
Is a bit psychological
really
though,
bad.
So we were trying to find a way to describe this movie in which you are the star.
Yes.
And Sarah, tell us, like, what is this like? I think it would go for, like, our horror fans. I think our horror fans would totally be into this.
It's hard to say what this thing is about. There's not a lot that's given in the movie, but it's about this young woman named Janie, who I play, who is mentally unstable, I guess you would say. And she's being taken care of by this woman named Irma, who's played by Scream Queen Barbara Crampton.
Yeah, you guys know her from, like, Reanimator.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So Irma, like, does these crazy health regimens on Janie, where she's, like, doing yoga and juicing and hypnosis and weird things.
It sounds like my sister.
Like, this
sounds like you need to do this just to make your day everyday
yes.
life a lot better.
So
and
that's
I'm like,
what Irma
thank
does
you so
Janie.
Much. I'm actually kind of in a horror movie in real life.
There you go.
Shit.
So
yeah.
So Janie kind of goes through a almost violent subtraction to addition kind of thing where
right.
it's like,
yeah,
hey, do this, and everything, and now she's just kind of getting taken apart a bit.
Yeah, and to make her well.
Okay.
And so when Irma feels like Janie is well enough to kind of be given a little bit of freedom, Janie, I think, takes it too far.
Oh,
she starts becoming obsessed with a woman who she sees on the outside and obsessed with her life.
Are you, like, captive in this house? Or are you kind of like...
I'm captive in this house
right.
with Irma. So I'm in isolation, I think, my entire life.
Okay.
Right, yeah. So you see a woman on the outside. Is there, like outside a window?
Yeah. Or,
like a window. No, I'm able to, like, go out into the world. Like, okay. I can drive. I'm like,
what?
I'm normal. Yeah, I can drive.
Congratulations.
But psychologically, you're chained to this relationship and chained to this house.
Right.
So it's very psychological, and you're kind of in an abused way, and you are not the person to be abused because you're damaged.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you see this thing outside, and it almost works like a competitive light post for you, and you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
And Barbara can't have that. Barbara's character can't have that, right? She's like, oh, no, she's mine, not yours, and you're like, no way, the leash got long, and I'm fine.
Yeah, and I can drive.
Wild.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm out.
And now it's a war.
So it goes too far, and it's goes crazy.
Okay.
So
and it's played a couple horror festivals, right? Like, it's played a couple horror festivals. It's
played Stanley Film Festival in Colorado and Fright Fest in London.
Okay.
Pretty cool.
Did you go to London?
I was in London, and I went to Fright Fest.
What was what's been the reaction like for the movie? Because so to let you guys know, Geekscape is our own George Callert, who's my business partner with Geekscape, produced the movie. He's one of the producers on the movie, and he's like, hey, you got to have Sarah on the show to talk about Sunchoke. And I was like, I don't want to have Sarah on the show. I want to have Sarah on the show.
You got to have Sarah on the show.
Newsflash, George, I want to have Sarah on the show.
Aww.
So, you know what? Let's have Sarah on the show. And then Sarah's on the show.
I'm on the show.
She's on the show.
Here I am.
And so what was the reaction? Because it seems like, I always think about, like, horror fans, and it's like, those long-haired dudes with, like, Evil Dead shirts. Mm. And I obviously have a kinship with those people. Like, I love them.
Yeah.
But
they're dedicated.
They're loud.
Yeah.
And they're fast. Loud. Yeah, and they want their shit gory.
No, it's
and
cool.
In your face.
It's cool. Well,
this doesn't
this
seem gory
is
and in
not,
your face. Yeah.
This is more slow burn, psychological, in your head sort of thing. With some horrific moments.
I'm going to be crying on the walls.
But there's,
I don't know if
they're few and far. It's not like a jump scare type horror film or
that's
anything
awesome.
Like that. Yeah.
That's like one of my least favorites.
It's kind
of
gotten lazy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's like I don't know. It's like the kick in the nuts of comedy, but for jump scares, it's like I don't know how to actually scare someone right now.
Surprise!
So,
here's a sound.
Yeah, peekaboo.
Yeah.
Like
it's
an adult version of peekaboo.
This is very situational and very torturous.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I haven't seen it yet.
And you're like living in these characters' lives for this moment in time.
I just remember when George started making the movie with Ben. Ben Kressman's the director, and I just remember when he's like, hey, we're going to do this movie, Sunchoke, and he was telling me about it. I was like, oh, that's the kind of movie that'll make my skin go crazy, and I don't know if I can watch it. And I have been a very bad friend, and I am sorry, George, but and Matthew, who shot it, and I'm very sorry, but it's hard. It's like, dude, I know I'm going to be uncomfortable watching it, which is by design.
Yeah,
I think they made it just to make people like you feel really uncomfortable.
Hey, Jonathan, want to see what a wuss you are? Here's a movie.
Yeah, make sure your wife's there so you can hold on to her and
so
she can comfort you.
Make sure your wife's there so somebody can be laughing at you the entire time you're crawling the wall. Okay, great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for that, George.
But I'm happy, and I'm glad that I guess the reaction's been good. These festival kids who wear the Sepultura shirts and just want to go crazy with the metal music and the blood and the Bruce Campbell addiction. Like, they're receptive to it? This different thing?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, I haven't, like, sat in the movie theater with the audience that often, but I hear gasps when I do sit there, and it's awesome to hear that reaction.
Right, and, like, when it's something like that that's cerebral and it's not, like, high impact, like, go, 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 run, go around the corner, hide.
Right.
When it's just that kind of, like, how
you did that such, like, a cheerleader. Go, 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 run, hide in the corner. You're, like, hide in the corner, hide.
He was secretly
It was, like, such a manly act that you were saying, but physically it was very, very sassy.
Kenny, what is a director if not a giant cheerleader?
Oh.
Who could also not only be in tune with his male side, but his female side.
Oh, I know about the female side. I was just trying to take you in.
Oh yeah, I tape it back. Anyway, but what is that like when, obviously, like on a film set, like in a play, this seems like in a play you could actually get into the flow of this thing. But in on a film where you're piecing this thing together and it's mechanical but not high concept mechanical, what is it like putting that character together, especially shooting out a sequence, something like that, something that's this kind of slow burn?
It gets kind of complicated, but you really just do a lot of like note taking in your script and like, you know, write
No, go for it. I like this stuff. This is what I like, nerd. Like, just tell me. It's okay. Like, don't get self-conscious.
You just,
don't
take,
get, like,
you just take every scene and you figure out what is this scene about, where is my character coming from, where are they going, and then, like, you know, before you start shooting that scene, you look over it and you get yourself into that mindset of that particular scene. But the great thing about Sunchoke was they did shoot a lot of it in order.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Cool. So it could help get you there. Well, with that level, like, when you're kind of, like, setting up the pieces and you're doing, like, the whole preparation.
Yeah.
Is there a way to surprise yourself? Is there improvisational abilities? Like, is there moments where you're like, you know what? Fuck it. I think this is a more honest decision, and I'm going to go with it, and I'm going to hope that the people in the scene with me roll with it.
I mean, absolutely. Yeah. I think, like, because you don't, like, you're not, like, blocking it before you really get there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're rehearsing and you're blocking a few times before you shoot. You're kind of just discovering things in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not, like, totally locked down to the script, but yeah.
It's a good script, but, you know,
yeah.
Download it, fools. Go down there and the VOD, and it's probably, VOD. Like, on all that stuff in the iTunes.
Yeah.
Accelerated Media does a good job of, like, putting these movies out there. And you know what? If you are into that kind of stuff, especially like horror movies, you horror movie fans, I think this would be something you might like. Especially because everything just seems to be that jump scare movie right now.
Right, and that's why I'm always like looking for like my next favorite horror movie because there's like so it's like few and far between before like I find one that's like The Devil's Rejects or something where I'm like it's just awesome. Like and
I never saw it.
You.
I know, but no, wait. I know I saw Devil's Rejects. What was the other one that
House of the Thousand Corpses? That like that was the, like the kind of first one, but that one. Sucked.
I think I saw House of the Thousand Corpses. But I appreciate Rob Zombie. I think he knows how to twist our guts a bit, like viscerally with the camera angles and the color schemes and stuff. Like I think he's a very tactile director. Like he's got a texture to him.
Yeah.
But if it's the same deal over and over again, it kind of loses its luster. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, check this out. It's an orange scheme.
Don't worry. It was well before the Halloween remakes.
Yeah. Well, I saw that thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. Like, don't worry. Yeah. No. But I'm always looking for something that's like non jump scare that just like makes me like cringe in delight.
Well, download this, Kenny.
I will.
Legally.
Hey, I got.
Yeah, you should watch
the best
this and
legally.
Next time you should talk about it.
Okay.
What you think about it.
Okay.
I'll listen.
Will you come back and tell us?
Like, no, I won't. I'm not a co-host on the show or anything. I won't come back.
Come back and let us know because our own Matt Kelly was supposed to write a review and he hasn't yet.
Oh, shit. All right. I will write a seven-word review.
Geekscape.net. The only way I think it's like he's the co-host of our horror show.
Yeah.
Horror Movie Club. And I love the podcast. You know, Adam and Scott and Matt do a really good job of that podcast, but like George and I were like, hey, Matt, write this up for the site and let people know about it. And Matt's like, I will. Keep in mind, though, and we're about to go into a break, but keep in mind, I did keep Matt busy in New York City as DJ of the Geekscape Turnstile Pokemon Go meetup. I want to tell you guys all about that. We're going to pause for a little bit of a break. I'll come right back. Tell you guys about how things went on in New York. It was awesome. And just stick with us, okay, guys? We're going to take a break, but I hashtag love you. All right? We'll be right back.
Oh, man.
All right, we're back here on Geekscape, and I hashtag missed you guys.
Me
but
too.
We're back now, and we're with Sarah Hagen. She's got a new she got a new movie out. It's called Sunchoke. You guys can download it right now. It's available on all those different various platforms like iTunes. That's not a bad option. You guys can get it off iTunes. Get it off the iTunes.
Yeah, and I'll be writing review of it for the Geekscape website, but it'll be under the name of Matt Kelly, and it'll be for a completely different movie, and I'll do voice to text, and it'll be all horrible.
It'll probably be better written in more than three lines. You know what? Whatever you do is an improvement. You know what? I don't want to harp too much on Matt because he did us a super solid on Friday. Geekscape, as you've read about it on the show, you've read about it on the site, I've talked about it on the show, I've talked about it on the Facebook, it got really annoying there for a while, and I'm sorry for that, but we had a Pokemon Go meetup in New York City, the company called Turnstile, they run this mall in Columbus Circle Station, it just opened in April, and they're like, hey, we want to get some people in our mall, let's get Geekscape to do a Pokemon Go meetup, we love doing it, I made a couple El Chucho videos to promote it,
hey,
how are you doing, orale, and we went to New York, and we had a meetup Friday night. Matt was the DJ. He spun some like 8-bit inspired tunes. And,
that's awesome.
And we promoted the hell out of it. We had like the Street Pass groups from New York and Long Island come out, and the different Nintendo players came out. And we're all playing Pokemon Go, which is obviously an enormous phenomenon, and I'm playing it.
Still?
Well, I passed level 20 like last week, and I was like, I got to get like pumped up for the meetup.
Uh-huh.
So I go to the meetup, and really my job was just to get everybody there and then have them all have fun.
Right.
So I just was I spent $20 on the game to like get a bunch of lures, and I dropped them at all the different Pokestops to,
oh, that's cool.
to draw the Pokemans out of the hiding so that we could have people come out. And it worked. There were people who were coming into the meetup saying, I didn't even know this area existed, this place beneath the city. Because when you think of Columbus Circle, you think of the statue. Maybe you think of like the Whole Foods in Trump Towers and the southwest corner of the park. You don't know that like just underneath all that stuff, there's an entire like stretch of mall that has shops and restaurants and stuff like that. And the vendors were coming out about 30 minutes into this thing and saying, this is crazy.
They
claimed to have done more business than they'd ever done. I had shops asking me if I wanted stuff, and the shops got into it. Like there's a bakery, and the bakery offered like Pokemon themed, like Pokeball shaped cookies and painted cookies. And like,
wow.
They had cupcakes. It was a company called Dog & Co. that made catnip that was shaped like a Pokemon ball.
What?
And this guy, David, who runs like the Asian food bowl place, he came over to me halfway through, and I think he just saw that I was running around like a madman trying to keep everybody happy and have fun and make sure that everything was cool. We were having a poll of like what Pokemon gym you were a part of, Team Valor, Team Mystic, or Team Instinct. We were just trying to keep fun. Our friends at WoW were giving away toys. Like we had like robots and toys to
what
give out.
What the hell?
We
awesome.
Did it up, man. We did it up. I wanted you to be there. But but we had fun, and this guy David comes out of the restaurant and is like, hey, man, what do you want? And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was offering these like teriyaki or salmon bowls or tuna bowls. It was basically like sushi in a bowl for people who like didn't want to deal with the seaweed and so whatever. But he was like, what do you want to eat? And he was offering them as poke bowls.
Oh, that's nice.
And he's like, whatever you want. And he brought me this food, like unprovoked, just brought me food. And I was, and dude, it was delicious. And then he's like, 50% off for all you people. And I was like, dude, the shops came out for the Pokemon Go meetup.
I mean, none of them even knew about it, right?
There were people who were coming in saying, I did not know this was here.
Right.
I
mean, like the shops
didn't
know.
I live nearby. The shops knew because they got in on it.
Beforehand they did?
Yeah, like a week or two out, they knew that we were going to have an event.
Oh,
and
cool.
We gave all the shops. We had exclusive 90s Pokemon cards that we got off of eBay.
Uh-huh.
And we offered all the shops the cards to say, hey, if somebody comes and purchases anything, you could buy like a popsicle for $1.
Yeah.
Give them a Pokemon card, and it was awesome. Like,
that's nice.
Like, I put a gallery up on the website, guys, or on our Facebook group. Like, go and check out the gallery. A lot of smiling faces, which is what we started Geekscape for. Was I didn't start this so I could just talk by myself on the internet. I started it so we could have a sense of community. That shouldn't be just on the internet. That should be something that we do, like at Comic Con. We had so much fun at Comic Con, and hashtag love you guys. But
stop staring at me after you say that. I swear to God.
Hashtag love you Comic Con. Hashtag love you. And but I did. But we built this thing so that we could, have fun in the real world, which we sometimes avoided our entire lives as geeks. But it was awesome, and that's where Matt Kelly was. He was DJing, but we also saw like Big Yanks and his daughter Bella. Eric Francisco, Frank Sanders, who barely leaves his own arsenal in his like dungeon, came out and hung out with us.
Thanks, lures or pokey lures,
awesome.
Whatever they're
he
called.
He doesn't even play, but he's like, hey man, I just have to get out of my house sometimes, or I start talking to myself.
I need vitamin D, even though it's at nighttime, still more than I'd get inside my house.
Dude, it was so much fun.
That's
cool. And yeah, check the website. Look at the smiling faces. That's all I gotta say. While I was in New York, I did see Suicide Squad.
Oh yeah.
Which is the big topic of the week, I guess, in geek circles.
It opened huge.
The movie opened huge on Friday.
Yes,
huge box office.
Was it over 100 million? 125 million?
I think so. I
Something
mean, the movie
like
cost 175 million, but and then the marketing that went into this thing is crazy.
Right.
They did reshoots.
And
this thing was troubled, but I was so excited to see it.
Yeah.
And then the reviews came out.
I tried not to let the reviews like deter me from going to see it because I was like, you know what? I made up my mind beforehand.
Yeah, no.
I made up my mind. I'm going.
This is Geekscape. We have to see it. We have to know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have to know.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a dead body. Like, you're like, oh my God. Like, I just have to see it. I just have to know that it's real. You know, I have to know. And so I went and saw it, and you know what? The effects are
good?
Cool.
Great.
The sound is cool, but
amazing.
But like, no, dude, the effects in the sound are like ornaments on a burning.
You know,
Christmas
you're
tree.
Yeah, like, you're talking about effects and sound right now.
Yeah,
Greg, you saw the movie.
Because the story is. They put
the music was fantastic.
Guys, they put the Suicide Squad together with no provocation. There's no threat to which the creation of a Suicide Squad will solve.
Mm-hmm. They're like, let's build a team, and like halfway through that, I was like, wait, what are they building a team for?
And that sequence is like a Metal Gear Solid cutscene, where it's like, look at these cool shots of people and their name.
Yep.
And I'm like, you know, like Deadshot's walking around like he's Deadshot. He's a hired like killer. And who loves his daughter.
I love my baby.
You know what? You love your daughter. Stop killing people.
Yeah. You know? You're like, I don't. I love it. I don't kill people. Your mother's lying to you.
Yeah. Let's make a list, Deadshot, of the things you actually love. Daughter is number two behind killing people.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you're not even. There are people who, if you kill people, I'm guessing there are others out there, probably the government if you're really good at it, mm-hmm. who want to get you. Don't walk down the fucking street like Dolemite.
With your daughter.
You know,
yeah.
He's dressed like.
As a pimp.
He's dressed like Dolemite.
Wait,
and he's walking down
Dolemite?
The street. Dolemite is like Rudy, you know, it's like one of the Shaft type characters. Like
okay,
Rudy
okay,
Ray
all right.
It's
right.
Like Dolemite, baby. And he's walking down with this giant
Black
coat.
Dynamite.
Yeah, like he's walking down the street, and they're like, what took Batman so long to get
yeah.
you? Like,
please don't, Daddy.
Is there a giant ad? Like, he's looking both directions. I was like, try dressing normally. And I just found so many flaws with, just off the bat, not having that initial threat.
Right.
Not having that initial problem that triggers the formation of the Suicide Squad. The Suicide Squad, again, is just created to make a movie, and that's not enough initiative. Like, that doesn't give you an engine for a plot to see it through.
Right.
And it also creates quite a problem because there's no central threat to trigger the movie and the creation of this team that brings them together. And at no point did I buy any of this unity as a team. I was like, come on, this is just disparate Halloween costumes working together.
Like, the Suicide Squad was like the atom bomb. Like, they created something to reduce a threat that didn't exist, and creating the thing to reduce the threat, they created the threat.
That's really good. Kenny, that's really good. Are you talking about the team or the actual movie?
I don't even know at this point. The movie. The movie.
You know, with the Geekscape, I mean, we can go on this thing, and it's tragic because I want nothing more than to have really good superhero movies. And I think superhero movies are important. You can think that they're a bunch of like commercial garbage, but and that they're easily dismissible and they're culturally insignificant. They're just like the hottest thing. But I'm sorry. I think Superman is important to an 8-year-old
yeah.
boy. I think that the lessons that they teach you about right and wrong are modern mythology. And I think that this is important stuff to have culturally.
Yeah.
But Superman has to be an example. He can't be this morally ambiguous character who doesn't really know which way to go. He's a grown-ass man, and the Kents did a good job in growing him into a grown-ass man. So
yeah.
You know what? By the time he puts on the Superman suit, he's pretty solid as a rock as far as
yeah.
what he's going
to
do.
You can't put a bad name to old Martha, okay?
You know, 12-year-old Clark Kent, yeah, he can have some moral ambiguity. He can be like, oh, should I fry a toad with my heat vision? And then realize I shouldn't fry a toad with my heat vision. By the time he's fucking 25 years old, Clark Kent is pretty well established as the guy who's going to do right over wrong, all right? And the Suicide Squad is the counter to that, and I found it exciting, the prospect of a Suicide Squad movie, but own it. Own these characters
and have them
run against the wall and have fun with them. I thought Jay Hernandez's character, El Diablo, was the most interesting character in the movie.
And I actually thought, Jai Courtney? Like
sure.
best movie he's
well,
ever been
Boomerang,
in.
But,
yeah,
but
he's hit like he was the best. Like I thought,
but
like
his character's inconsistent. Kenny, you have a scene where Boomerang realizes that the suicide chip that is in their neck that will kill them if they defy the team or the government. Like he decides to leave the team. He says, "Okay, the switch is off.
Yeah.
I don't need to be with you fuckers anymore." And he walks off, only to 5 minutes later rejoin the team.
Yeah, he runs.
Because,
he's like, "All right, I'm out."
Because there's a slow motion walking sequence. That's why he rejoins a team that he despised.
At least it wasn't walking away from an explosion. They didn't go full
that was
cliche.
Like, wait, so Captain Boomerang knowingly leaves
I just
the
meant
team.
The character of and, him and Jai
no,
Courtney. I'm proud of him for him
the,
actually
the,
doing that
no,
character.
The actors are fine. The materials what's the material's problematic.
The actors were fine,
but
probably
like,
except Jai Courtney.
Why is Katana in the movie?
Yeah, that's true. She's the good one who is that can slice people.
Guys, let's put the Christmas tree
Katana.
Out. Guys, let's put the Christmas tree out. Wonder Woman looks phenomenal. Wonder Woman looks great. I think Wonder Woman looks awesome. I'm really excited for Wonder Woman.
Oh, I thought you meant, I was like, where was Wonder Woman
in this movie?
I was really fall asleep? Holy shit.
The Wonder Woman movie looks phenomenal.
What?
I'm so excited. No, it looks great. I'm really excited for it. But I was also excited for this movie.
Yeah, that was my next sentence.
Like, hey, this is going to be awesome. See, just kidding. Punch in your face.
I think like what you're saying is like all of the like superheroes are important because, I mean, it's like what?
They're
like
archetypes. They're things. Yeah. They're supposed to exist.
See, and I think that like I completely agree with that. But with like Suicide Squad, no one knew who any of these characters were, and you still didn't know like who they were by the end of the end of the movie, except for... What's his name? Jay Hernandez. El Diablo. Except for like him.
And he took several moments to explain what his quandary was.
But there's so many of them, and they're like, let's all force them together. Yeah. Like, and now all of a sudden, we don't know who really any of them are like that much, and we have no like emotional attachment to anybody because we want to we want to catch up with the Avengers. Like,
I wanted to love this movie, but no me gustó. Perdóname.
IGN gave it 10 out of 10.
IGN
could never watch, though.
IGN might have corporate interests.
Yeah. It's like IGN 10 out of 10, horrible movie.
I hate to be...
Worst movie I've ever seen, 9 out of 10.
let's just take our times and tell a good story and get back to the basis for why we're doing these things. Let's go story before release dates, everybody. And you know what? If you want to hear a good story, Sunchoke's available right now. VOD platforms. It's got this very lovely Sarah Hagen in it. And you know what? She may get a little squirrely in the film, but
she can drive.
She's awesome. Geekscapers, we're going to take another commercial break. We're going to come back, talk with Sarah about some of her other projects. May not even be film related. Might be some more personal stuff. But we have to take the spot break real quick. We'll be right back on Geekscape, and Kenny will say more things that make me cry. Hashtag I love you.
God, I can't even respond.
All right, Geekscapers, we're back here with Sarah Hagen, and we're actually going to talk to Sarah Hagen and not just go crazy on Pokemon Go and Suicide Squad like we just did. I'm sorry, but you guys
that
sometimes...
was fun for me.
You want the geek information.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a lot? I know Geekscape, we can get a little inside baseball and kind of go deep. You were into it? You were okay with this?
Oh, no, that was great. I wanted to hear about Suicide Squad.
You had a smile on your face. You're like, this is such a train wreck. I love this.
She's like, this is why I walk into comic stores and just stand there and watch them.
Yeah, I'm a quiet observer.
Are you?
Yeah.
I mean, let's start because I think what I think is cool about you, and not only do you have a movie about dog walking.
Yeah.
Like, you have a dog.
I play a dog walker.
It's a short called Dog Walker. You premiered it at Sundance.
Yes.
Right? Is it out? Can we watch it?
I don't think so, unfortunately.
Reenact it for us right now. It's our only
And the end. Oh, right. Just kidding. It's based on an urban legend, though.
What is it?
What?
Yeah.
What's the urban legend?
Okay, so... The writer-director is named Kim Sherman, and she was at a party and was being told this story about this woman who is going to take care of a dog that the dog's parents were out of town for like the weekend, and she shows up to take care of this dog, and the dog is dead.
No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No me gusta.
Yeah,
okay,
I know. It's really sad. It's a dark comedy.
Okay.
it's a comedy.
It's a comedy.
There's dead dogs everywhere.
So your character shows up and the dog is dead.
So my character shows up, and my character is, she doesn't have very many money.
Money.
Not many money.
With that.
Not very
She's
many
real
money.
Smarts, not many money.
Not many money.
It's all good.
And she lives in like New York or Chicago. We did in Chicago, but yeah, so she takes the train everywhere, and so she doesn't know what to do with this dog. Like, she doesn't have money for a taxi, mm-hmm. like anything. So she calls the vet, and the vet's like, yeah, you have to bring the dog to us. And so she like stuffs this dog into a suitcase, and she gets on the train with it.
I've heard this story.
Yeah, and so she gets on the train. She's on the train, and there's this guy there, and he's like looking at her bag and is very interested in this bag because supposedly it's a fancy suitcase.
Yes.
That means ching, 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 ching. And so he is helping her with the bag, and she's like, I just have like really like valuable stuff in this bag, so don't break it, or please be careful with it.
If it starts bleeding, don't freak out.
Yeah, and so they're like walking along, and then all of a sudden he punches her in the face and takes her bag.
And
so when
but in the short, That's not the ending, right? In the ending of the short, like, you have to come after this dude and be like, no, motherfucker, I'm not getting punched in the face, and you're not
selling
my dead
dog.
Well,
now that he's spoiled the whole short for you, but it's an urban legend, so it's not like it's, you know, that
much
of a
spoil. Can he get writing credits on that? Like, it's an urban legend.
It's an urban legend.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
It's a cat in that movie, so it's completely different.
Yeah, there's different things in there.
Yeah.
But watch the short, and we ultimately can watch the short. I want to see it.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's cool.
But it freaks me out about this whole... like,
what, getting punched in the face?
I don't like the ideas of dogs, man, being like... dead? Like, dude...
Everything dies.
I took my dog Rufus to New York, and he just looked old, and like... I put him in, like he couldn't walk very far and stuff, and I got fucking depressed this morning, and I was like, I think my dog Rufus is dying. We're all dying, but I can't deal with
it. Wow, now I got depressed.
It always happens, like, I'm fine out with of nowhere, dogs, too.
But don't talk like that, Sarah, please.
Yeah.
Sarah, it's now, like, one day your dog is totally fine, the next, like, they're walking really slowly.
Why would you say that to me?
And see, my cat, he died, like, I thought, like, oh, man, my cat's starting to get old. 2 days later, dead.
Fuck you two, Kenny. The two of you guys in a canoe, no paddles, pushed over a cliff. That's insane.
But I still have my cat. He's taxidermied on my mantle and in a fierce position.
Ooh.
Fierce, like it's still alive.
No, paw down. Fierce.
The fire is still alive in his marble eyes.
Yeah.
But speaking of like marble and taxidermy and creating things, Sarah's also she does ceramics.
What? Yeah, I do ceramics.
I looked you up on Instagram and I'm like, all right, let's see. Yo, all I see is ceramics.
Yeah.
Yo, this girl's all about ceramics. Yo, she's an artist. I love talking to artists.
I fucking love ceramics now.
Because I you know what? I don't love ceramics. I know shit about ceramics, but the fact that you have this facet to you, I think is amazing. And can you talk about like how you have you always been somebody who's like, I'm gonna shape things with my hands, like fucking Demi Moore and Ghost. I don't give a fuck.
Ghost is always brought up when you start talking about ceramics.
Well, that's
always
a lot. We don't
ghost.
Have to talk about it again.
Yeah. We can talk about Whoopi Goldberg and Ghost.
We can talk about how you know you're in a failing relationship when you go to Color Me Mine. But anyway.
There you go.
But what do you got?
Yeah, no, I don't. Went to
new?
Art school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I went to, studio arts. And, okay. So, it took me 11 years to graduate college.
That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah, yeah. I went for five, and I got half of it done.
Yeah, see, that's
where
I was.
We're on the same track, but I took a five-year break.
Yeah, I decided to go back.
We're sending you back, Kenny. We're going to start a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter or something.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't a Kickstarter, Jesus Christ. Isn't Kickstarter a little insensitive?
Well, we got to give rewards.
Like, we got to start being able to kick again, Kenny.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, it took you 11 years to finish college.
Yeah, so
but
when I decided
college, to explore yourself,
I did finish college.
These are questions.
Yeah, and I decided to go in for studio arts and mainly for painting, oil painting.
That's cool.
And then they had this awesome ceramic studio there, and I had to take like the basics, like ceramics and sculpture and drawing, like
you hated
drawings
it.
And stuff.
You hated
it. I hated studio arts.
No, you were just like, I had to take the basics.
I had to take the basics.
Yeah, you said that.
I really wanted to learn about oil painting. Yeah. I was like, so let's do the painting and let's get out of here my diploma.
But ceramics, you went in there and like the fire was lit, like in the kiln.
Oh, yeah. The fire was lit in those kilns.
And you were like, this is my passion.
You're kilning it right now, Jonathan.
Oh, wow.
Oh, look at that. Sarah Hagen Ceramics.
What? Oh, holy shit.
Oh, whoa.
You're really good at it. Yo, you make some crazy stuff. If you Geekscapists are watching this right now, the boys here at Xena TV are throwing Sarah's work up on the screen, and it is otherworldly, not just in its design, but
it's
in
based
its talent.
Off of microscopic organisms. These are radiolarias that you're looking at right there.
Remember the film Explorers?
I didn't think it would be so cool when a girl said radiolarias, but I'm like, yo, it's really cool that you just said radiolarias.
You know about radiolarias?
Fuck no, but I thought it was cool sounding when you said it.
They're cool. You should look them up.
What are they?
I'm a dummy who talks about...
Looking it up. Explain it. Let's see what it is.
I don't even know. It's like phytoplankton or something. The ocean. Yeah,
all right,
ocean stuff.
We should ask a motherfucking whale about it then.
Yeah,
they'll survive on that shit.
The Geekscapists are just going to have to
just
ask people
explore
like,
whale
say
poop.
That
we
over
got
and
this.
Over again.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, can we get a girl to say that stuff over and over again? Welcome to Geekscape. Jonathan, achievement unlocked. You got girls to talk about that stuff on Geekscape, and it's fucking amazing.
What was the word again?
Radiolaria.
Radiolaria. There we go. Cool. I needed a reminder.
Well, so why not? You do not just make pots. You make like cool stuff.
You make pot?
I mean,
you grow pot?
But is there utility?
So many.
Like, that stuff was really
kiln.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is it decoration or is there utility to it? Can you make you share a lot of that
for
kind of stuff?
A while, I was just doing like sculptural stuff, but I've been trying to put more function into the sculptural aspect of it. Because I think it sells a little bit more than
sculptures. Yeah, let's get the Radial Arias into like Target and stuff. You know what I mean? Like it could be a chair.
It could be a chair.
There was a lot of pointy tips.
I want to eat cereal out of the spiky mugs.
Yeah, spiky mugs. I got like durian bowls.
You have to make them each individually. There's not like a process where you can make like
that
a mold or something.
That is based off plant cells under
a
microscope.
A plant cell pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's a stoner section.
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't quite wrong.
An alcoholic section.
Oh, what? This is all the cool stuff.
It's for everyone.
Oh shit. Our boys here at Zenith TV are like, yeah, I'm ordering three of them.
And there's some fungus right there that's coming up.
I don't need that. I can eat cereal out of that one.
Yeah.
The durian bowl.
Spiky mug.
Could you imagine? I'm like eating cereal out of a $155 bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. You're eating kicks out of a $155 bowl.
Yeah.
Those are cool. The organism number 6.
I
don't know. It says organism number 6.
You always have to figure out how do you label things.
How do you
like,
number
what am
that?
I supposed to say about this?
Organism number 1.
Exactly.
I am so down.
Plant cell vessel number 2.
So like this whole thing, like you made the pot one. We talked a little bit before the show about your obsessions. Like you said, you don't play Pokemon Go because you'd get obsessed with it. Like, what is the story on the obsession? Because I think it maybe ties into your character in Sunchoke as well. Like. You like
being
what is
totally
your addiction?
Obsessed. Yeah,
yeah. Like, what is your
I mean,
deal?
I think I do have a somewhat of an obsessive. I mean, I'm obsessed with ceramics right now, I guess.
Like, for how long have you been obsessed with ceramics?
For the past like 3 or 4 years.
Okay, no, not a fad.
For
not a
four
fad.
Or 5 years, maybe actually.
And you got good at it enough to make the photoplankton.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say the Laria.
Radio Laria.
Radio Laria.
Yeah, well, you should know how to say the radio part. What the hell are we doing right now?
Yeah,
Kenny, I'm from Texas.
It's just Laria.
So. Okay.
You should already say it. So that's like how Texans say Laura pretty much anyways. Laura. Yeah.
Hashtag
I would be pretty obsessed. I would be pretty obsessed with Nintendo when I was younger.
Like
what
was
just
your
like Mario Brothers 3.
Like with the flute and you get to like
the warping.
Like
I went
a
through
wizard?
Every level.
Wow, you cheater.
I did warp sometimes, but I decided to go through every level because I thought it'd be fun to like just look at them all.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
They're all so different.
And so, like in high school, did you transition from like Mario Brothers 3 to like something else? Like, what was your obsession? Did you ever get like substance addiction or something like
no,
that?
No,
like,
no, 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 no.
Yeah, it was always cool stuff like Radio Laria.
Just cool stuff. Yeah.
Super Mario 3.
That's the substance.
Yeah.
That's just the Radio Laria. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like you read like cool fantasy novels and stuff.
No, unfortunately.
I'm
it was
I'm
just
looking out for the Geekscape.
It was just Nintendo and it was just Mario Brothers 3 that I was really obsessed with. But, you know, I am also obsessed with like solitaire. Like I'll get into solitaire and just like play solitaire for a full week or puzzles.
Not on the computer, like in an actual card, right? Like you do the cards?
Both. I'll do both. Yeah.
And then what kind of puzzles?
Puzzles, just, you know, 500,000.
I actually love puzzles.
Puzzle.
I mean,
I'm actually doing one right now at home. It's just hot air balloons and it's really hard.
Wow, did you start that right when that crash happened?
I have to fix them, put them back. There was a hot air balloon crash in Texas.
16 people died.
I just know things, guys.
Yeah.
It's like Stranger
Don't ever
things
start. You probably started it and
are
happened.
Are you obsessed with Stranger Things?
Because
I'm into it.
I love Stranger Things.
It's pretty awesome.
It's the best thing.
You guys finished it?
I have not. I'm like 2-3 episodes left.
What?
After the first
How have you
episode.
Not
I can only watch
it?
I can only watch one at a time because I get like panic attacks.
Really?
Yeah, it's so well done.
You have to take a break in between episodes?
I have to immediately go right when I watch it because I'm like, these guys are in the ring with me. I have to go work.
Wow.
Yeah. It inspires me, it drives me, but it also intimidates me on a huge level.
Like after the first episode, I was like, this is the best show I've seen. It's like it's like a mixture between it's like E.T.,
mm-hmm.
like It and Stand By Me.
Mm-hmm.
Like
yes.
I was like, this is it's like all the best things of all of those.
Incredible.
And it's in TV show. It's like it's like a 10-hour movie.
Yeah.
I think it's incredible.
It's so well written.
My boyfriend said that it was like it has a bit of Freaks and Geeks in there.
Yeah, yeah, because
like
I mean,
yeah.
these kids are so relatable and they're so believable that
mm-hmm.
I mean that's who we were, right?
Yeah.
Like when you were playing the Mario 3,
mm-hmm.
and I was playing the Dungeons and Dragons, and pretending I was in Dragonlance and stuff.
I was putting together model cars.
You were?
Yeah.
Ultimately, one of the cars would be a problem for you.
It's all right. Well, it's because I didn't finish it.
damn it.
I didn't put together my last model car.
I think the person at the shop didn't do it.
Yeah, I just forgot to put that last lug nut in.
Oh, shit.
In my real life, one-to-one scale model car.
Oh, no, Kenny. I fucking love you. You became a car.
You missed the hashtag. I love you, buddy. Jesus Christ.
Hashtag I love you.
I became a car.
You became part car.
Now I fix myself.
Oh, no. God. This went off. I'm sorry, Sarah. Usually he's exactly like this.
Yeah. Normally I don't change.
Hashtag love it.
You guys have to. God, I hate all of it.
Yay.
Oh,
we did it.
So you broke me again.
In
psychologically this time.
But guys, like, we will talk more Stranger Things stuff. I just think I watch it and it freaks me out because I think it's spot on and it's note perfect, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do too. I love that show.
Yeah.
Do you get obsessed, like, in your relationships, like this boy you're with now? Like, is he like? Did you get obsessed with him?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like 8.5 years, so I'm pretty obsessed with this dude.
Why don't you put a rock on it, dog?
Hashtag why not?
Sarah, do we just get into uncomfortable territory? Is this like something you guys are talking about right now?
Oh, it is.
Like... No, not at all.
Well, turns
out
he's here right now. He's here right
now.
He's in the other room and he wants to propose on Geekscape. I'm kidding. I don't mean to fuck with you like that.
That would be amazing.
That would
now we know what side you're on.
Do it on the air.
Yeah.
I think he could do
that. That would be so
Geekscape.
Yeah,
but for her, but not for her.
Oh, for us.
For us, it'd be fantastic.
I'd be like, yo, that chick said radio lore.
Yeah.
I can't even finish the word. I get dumb really quick when smart people stop talking around me, and I can't just parrot them and be like, that's what he said.
Yeah, keep saying radio lore.
Keep saying radio lore. And so, like, there's no pressure for this thing to be, like, firmed up? What up?
No, I don't think so.
It's college all over again, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to take my time.
We're taking it. Hell, she took 11 years to graduate college. Give her a break, like, with the relationship thing.
Yeah.
It may take some time.
Yeah, it may take like 20 years.
What if you're like, you're moving a little fast.
Yeah. I am moving fast.
You're like, we are waiting to hold hands.
Yeah.
Like, 10-year mark, hold hands.
I didn't mean to get so personal, but, you know, like, the obsession, you're just like, I just want to exist in this right now. Is that kind of what it is? Like, I just want to exist in this.
Sure. I mean, I think you're taking the obsession a little bit too far.
It's not
you're
that
getting
much
obsessed
of an obsession.
About the obsession.
You know, it's a pretty strong word, and
it's one you know a lot about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a pretty obsessive person?
He's really projecting
totally.
Right now. He's actually just projecting. Oh, so you obsessed? What are you obsessed about? Just to make himself feel psychologically better about his own obsessions?
Mm-hmm. Do you have 75 boxes of comic books in your closet?
This is actually more of a therapy session about you, Jonathan,
Welcome
than it has
to
anything
last
to do with
10 plus years of Geekscape, Kenny.
Yeah.
So glad you just noticed.
I finally joined the party.
Yeah, the guy with 75 boxes of comic books in his garage is not obsessed about anything. Oh my God, I'm living a lie.
So you're obsessed about Pokemon Go, right?
You know what? I got to catch them all.
What happened to the amiibos?
You have to catch them all.
What happened to the amiibos?
The amiibos were an obsession of all
Are they done?
Are you safe?
No, I'm just waiting for new ones to come out. Kenny, come on, man. Am I ever really done?
I don't know. I don't know.
YOLO, live life to the limit. Hashtag love you.
Are you being a safe player? Like, you're not driving and playing Pokemon Go at the same time?
No, I'm not doing that. I have too many things to live for. I think it's really turned into a Darwin test for, like, a lot
Everyone,
of people, this whole Pokemon Go
thing. Like, falling off cliffs and shit.
Falling off cliffs, getting mugged.
Running into cars.
Yeah, Sarah told me this one. I didn't hear about this one. The guy
who there's someone who, like, took people hostage.
What?
Yeah.
Give me your Pokemon.
They put a lot of Pokemon in this, like, one area just to get people to come inside. Yeah,
we did
them.
That at Turnstile.
Exactly.
This is
I
the
was
story.
Gonna ask if they if you were taken hostage.
I should have. We should have locked the damn door.
You could have. We could have made some money. Gonna be a good business.
Hell yes.
This is a scary game, you guys.
So what happened? Well, that's what Geekscape is.
I don't know. They took them hostage, and I'm not sure. I don't.
Are they still hostage?
Did they get away?
They got away. I mean,
oh sweet. No, this works. You mean wait? Who got away? The people that did it, or the people taken hostage?
The people taken hostage got away.
I just think
maybe the people who took them hostage did not.
I think whoever took them hostage hopefully did not miss the opportunity to, like, lock the door and be like, looks like I got them all. like if I was the guy who took people hostage playing Pokemon Go, I would have so many good one-liners for that one.
And this is a suicide
squad. I would have so many good one-liners, Pokemon-themed ones. I would write them the night before.
Yeah, yeah. This is it's just like an artistic expression for you. This isn't a real hostage. I mean, I am going to kill you and or ask for money. If they don't pay up, you're dead.
Yeah, but it's basically an interactive installation.
Yeah, okay.
It's not really a hostage situation. It's my own form of personal expression. I could do it like in fucking Times Square and people would understand it and be like, oh, it's beautiful. But now I'm going to do it in like a basement somewhere.
Just because it's cheaper. Yeah, and the odds of like you get in trouble with the cops, like you're like, oh, this is public ground. You can't do this here. You don't have to deal with it. You don't have to deal with like the paperwork.
You think I'm running
with
a studio on Beverly? No, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, just a basement would be a much better. Yeah. Maybe a sewer?
Hey, this is my artistic expression. Yeah. It's called Pokemon Go Murder Dungeon.
Well, we'll need a kiln there. You in? Sarah, you in with the group?
Yeah, sure.
Hostage? All right, sweet.
Yeah.
You know, like you're obsessed with character, or you're kind of, you know, you guys have to watch the movie Sunchoke, but kind of like your character, do you want to maybe go in on this as an artist? Do you want to go in on this art installation with me and maybe create a Pokemon Go Murder Dungeon somewhere in the public sphere?
As my character, yes.
Okay.
All right.
That would be cool. Sequel time, I think. I think we talk about... I think that's sequel time. Geekscape, I implore you to watch this movie, Sunchoke. It is out right now on VOD. Sarah's awesome, and she's awesome in it.
Thanks, guys.
And I would know if I ever was man enough to watch it. But Kenny's man enough.
Aww. Yeah, I'll be watching it this week and reporting back next week.
Hashtag love it.
I need Deadshot like right now. Put one right in the dome.
Of yours or mine?
No, mine. Or the ear.
Oh.
Just something. I can't hear the hashtags anymore.
I don't want you to die. I hashtag love you.
God. I wish I could run out of here.
The movie's called Sunchoke. Go watch it. And you know where to find Sarah. Go check out her ceramics.
Yep.
And of course, we're here at Geekscape. We loved seeing you guys in New York. We loved seeing you guys at Comic-Con, but I'm here in L.A. to stay, and it feels really good to be back home finally and be here at Xena.TV. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Geekscape.net, and YouTube and all that. We would love to talk to you guys more. I'm Jonathan Lennon. This is Kenny Craig, and this is Geekscape. Say bye, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye, guys. We'll see you guys next week.